Proclamation number 5351, dated the April 4th, 1952. Unleashing spiritual forces. Eruptions. Period of redemption. Unimaginable forces are at work to establish the old order which, at the end of a period of salvation, will be so impaired that the spirit's higher development will be totally out of the question. A condition in which everything that is bound in matter will strive upwards again must be created, and this condition will necessitate a total transformation of that which hitherto sheltered the spirits. The old creations must be dissolved and replaced by new ones which will be used again in divine order, according to divine will, and thus also fulfill their task of helping the spirits to mature. Many forces are already at work to initiate the immense action ahead, for everything will proceed according to divine order, including the disintegration and transformation of the old earth's surface. From time to time, spiritual beings, with an abundance of power and strength, liberate the spirits which are still bound in the most solid matter. They loosen the chains which the spiritual substance would never be able to burst by itself, and, in a manner of speaking, clear the way leading upwards. It may change its external shape, making it easier to dissolve, so that the higher development of the spiritual substance, which was bound for an infinitely long period of time and has finally eased its opposition to God, can start. Such a process of activating strength by the beings of light happens wherever eruptions occur. They loosen chains where, according to God's will, it is time to do so. These forces give freedom and bind at the same time, because the entirely free spirits would destroy everything and they urge to be active and, according to God's wise judgment, only partial destructions may occur, as long as the final act of disintegration does not take place, at which time everything will be transformed according to God's will. But, for the time being, visible destructions will only happen where people are given a sign of divine power and strength. For the time being, these eruptions shall simultaneously signify God's calls of admonition and caution for the living, so that they will seriously become aware of their own task in life and strive towards ascent. Yet such manifestations of strength by the spiritual world will follow in ever shorter intervals until an immense divine intervention causes such powerful changes, that every person should be able to recognize the one who is Lord over heaven and earth, over life and death. After that, it will only be a short time until a work of destruction ensues whose final consequences will no longer be witnessed by the human race, only by those whom God will fetch to himself because they believe in him and love him, because they had recognized their task on earth and tried to do justice to it. Then a new period of redemption will start, for untold spirits will have entered the path of higher development, the old order will have been established again, and peace will reign on earth for a long time to come, until one day Satan gains influence again and uses his power once more, because people themselves concede to it. Nevertheless, a long time in bliss and peace will pass by, and countless spiritual beings will reach their goal, to become free from all matter and to enter the spiritual kingdom, where light and bliss exist forever. Amen.